History shows there comes a moment when individuals must answer to their conscience.
I really appreciate the Park Service.
The local people sometimes are hostile. I know, but Tule Lake, they're really, the locals are hostile.
Hostile locals? Not at Honouliuli internment camp, where Japanese Cultural Center of Hawaii guides use stories, poems, pictures, even a song to express the hardships of imprisonment. This was the 10th and final American camp on Setsuko Sato Winchester's list. She installs her hand-pinched yellow tea bowls to encourage dialogue about being American. Each time, she revisits the fear Japanese Americans felt leading up to World War II.
It all happened in the newspapers first. Miller Freeman was publisher. He started the anti-Japanese League. Hearst newspapers went after them. As a former journalist, I'm trying to show that what's happening today actually mimics what's happened before.
Winchester has a degree in journalism and worked for NPR in Washington, D.C.
So Japanese and Chinese originally came in like any other European, and they slowly lost all their rights, while other groups have slowly integrated and become American. Germans were not considered American, you know, Italians weren't considered American, Irish were not. But there was never any federal law that excludes white people, but there were laws against black people. There are laws against Asian people. So when it is the law of the land, it's the government that has to go after you. Right? The government can't protect you.
Winchester says she was stunned in 2016 when then-presidential candidate Trump defended his proposed Muslim ban by comparing it to Franklin Roosevelt's Japanese incarceration.
That spring, by the time I got to Tule Lake, I asked Kenneth Dowd, who was a National Park Service guy, I said, do you ever see any troubles? And he said, I can tell you one thing. Since Mr. Trump, you know, invoked internment for the Japanese people, he said, there's been a lot of people coming specifically to find out how internment worked because they heard it was a solution to the Muslim problem.
Winchester's Yellow Bowl Project is subtitled Freedom from Fear. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.